Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time for a moment in sound from England to Australia to Hill City, South Dakota. Our first guest finds musical influence from across the globe. Richard Gruer's latest album is called Cold Feet. He plays tonight at Fernson's on 8th in Sioux Falls, and he plays first for us here. We're broadcasting live today from the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Richard Gruer, welcome.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Good. We were just talking about Fernson and it kind of being a cool little venue for live music. I think you'll enjoy it. It's intimate space, and I've enjoyed going down there. Have you played Sioux Falls before?
First time. I've driven past Sioux Falls once, and this is my first time in the city, so I'm excited to be here.
How long have you lived in Hill City?
Coming up on a year. So it was around the 4th last year that my wife and I moved from Southern California to Hill City.
All right. So Hill City is kind of a groovy little place as well.
Love
what do you think?
It. Yeah.
How did you end up, first of all, how did you end up from Australia, born in England, raised in Australia, ending up in America, and finally ending up in Hill City, South Dakota?
Yeah.
Population less than 1,000.
I know, right? They still haven't updated the sign. So it's still at 948. It needs to be 950. I moved from Australia at a fairly, from the UK at a fairly young age. I was 9 and grew up in Australia, and went back and forth from Australia to the UK a fair bit, and eventually moved back there with a band, sort of hard rock, long hair, that whole deal. And through the sort of global financial crisis or what have you, didn't quite pan out, and went home to Australia with our tails between our legs, evidently. And so put music down. That was the first time I kind of stepped away from music at that point. But fast forward a little bit, and the story starts when boy meets girl, basically. My now wife, Amy, I met her in Australia at a work conference. She was speaking and I was there for work. And we just met as friends, you know, no more than about 15 minutes probably. And it was just very friendly, nothing romantic. We both had our own lives and things like that. And we kept in touch over the course of 12 months on a sort of friendship level. And then sort of our personal lives changed a little bit. And then something through Skype and text and things like that. It was kind of modern day courting, you know.
Right.
it was all done electronically for the most part. We thought, hey, we should meet up again and see what happens. And we did. Neutral ground. And then fast forward a few months, I made the decision to leave Australia and kind of follow my heart and move to the States to see what happens.
She's American.
Sorry. Yeah. To clarify. Yeah. She's originally her parents are from Rapid City.
Okay.
And then she spent many years in sort of Wyoming and other parts of the country. And she was in Las Vegas through work. Her company was there. And that's why, I mean, talk about moving from Australia to one of the most, I mean, I'm not going to say un-American, but it doesn't really represent the rest of the country at all. So it's like straight in the deep end there. It was fun. I have some great friends there that I've made. But yeah, talk about a juxtaposition for the rest of the country. So,
what's the music scene in Australia like? What was it like? I mean, you felt like you needed to go to England to really launch a career. Is that not possible coming out of Australia?
It is. I think we were at a point where our musical influences at the time were very much away from what was current in Australia in terms of what was being played on radio and sort of what our contemporaries were doing. So we had a little label over there as well that kind of signed us fairly early on. So there was a lot of energy that they were kind of putting in to our music too. And we just felt that there was more of an open mind, and there is more of an open mind, in my own personal opinion, for music punters and music lovers and consumers in UK, Europe, and the US versus Australia. But
interesting. Let's hear a song, and then we'll talk more about ending up in Hill City.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit what album this is from and what you might play.
This is from the recent album called Cold Feet, and it's called One City. And it's actually, interestingly enough, it's about that time when I really had to kind of make the decision between staying in Australia or moving to America and like taking the leap of faith there. So, which I'm very glad I did. But this is about that kind of moment in time. And I just kind of encourage anyone that's in a similar situation where if it's long distance relationships or a decision-making process, that sometimes that kind of leap of faith is really worth it. So this is called One City.
I'm getting closer than the closeness fades. I'm fine with distance, not the miles that change. Like a tight old rusty lock, refusing to open. Yet soft persuasion, watch the damn thing turn right around. One city to hold me down, one city to send me free. I'll find my own way round, I'll find my place to be. One city to hold me down, one city to send me free. I'll be your lost and found, you'll be my place to roam. I will still call you home. Then the call came out. We're treading water, ain't that what life's all about? Like a child with his first balloon, look into the sky. Lose your grip and act surprised as you watch it float on by. One city to hold me down, one city to send me free. I'll find my own way round, I'll find my place to be. One city to hold me down, one city to send me free. Place to roam. I will still call you home. Oh, 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 and I still call this town my home.
Listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Our guest today, Richard Grewer. He's playing tonight in Sioux Falls at the Whitewall Sessions at 6 p.m. at Last Stop CD Shop and at 9 at Fernson's on 8th. That's wonderful stuff.
Thank you.
Taking that that notion of travel and home and relationship, and how much of this latest album really pulls from your personal life and how much sort of strays away from it?
I'd say all of it, and this is the second sort of solo album, and both of them have really just been direct reflections of things that have been going on, whether it be mostly through me and family, and you know, life, love, and all everything in between, and then some things that friends have experienced, and that I've kind of been involved in through them, you know. So yeah, I'd say all of it, you know, is directly attributed to life, my life.
So coming to South Dakota for the first time, from Southern California, from Australia, from your experiences in Europe, what were your first impressions about coming to the state? And does it feel like home yet for you?
Now it definitely does. To be in Hill City, and we're closer to Amy's folks. My family's quite, it's large, but we're very disconnected, and it's really just myself and my mum that have a very strong relationship, and she's back in Australia, and I get to see her maybe once a year. So to have Amy's parents and other family, sort of fun fact, her great-great-grandfather is one of the founders of Rapid or something
really?
Like that. Yes, random fact. But there you go. But yeah, it really does feel like home, and this is going to sound very, very strange, but I don't have any desires to go back to Australia because I feel like my heart is definitely here now. I love Australia and I love the people there and my friends and always will. But, you know, until you've been to certainly South Dakota and America in general and really been in the heart of it, you can't really understand just the warmth and the love that is here. And I'm really grateful to have experienced that and be experiencing that daily. So.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I think we all do. Talk to me about this album, 3 years away from music and then coming back to music in a way and releasing a new album. Walk me through that journey a bit.
Yeah, sure. So caveat, all the songs were recorded before I left Australia. So back in 2000 and, geez, I can't even remember now, 13, something
sure.
like that. So they're all recorded through that time before I left. And so when I got here, and I'm still going through the process of being able to stay here permanently, which is a long and complicated one, but I made a pact to myself very early on that I wouldn't do anything that would jeopardize my ability to stay here. And one of those things is as you get to a new country and you try and kind of get your feet in the ground with work and life is earning money and things like that. So I played a couple of gigs, but it was really evident early on that to make sure that I was successful in my plight to be able to stay here is that I didn't break any rules, which is getting a job the right way and getting a visa the right way and all those things. So now I'm fortunate to have a little flexibility with gigs and things like that. But that was one of the main reasons. And on a personal note, I've wrestled with the performance side of music for a long time. I'm like many artists, my own worst critic. And it's really, as I've gotten older and a little more comfortable with how my voice sounds and my playing style, and the focus is now more on enjoying it. So I feel like I can throw myself back into it a little more because I'm starting to enjoy it more and be able to do this and meet people like you. And but that the album has been a definite labor of love. It's kind of been a half labor of love, half monkey on the back, you know. So this one's good to get out because it's taken so long. The first one was done and out, you know, in a few months. So and then instantly looked to kind of number three. But I put this out without many frills, so no big marketing campaigns or anything like that. It's out, it's up, I'm playing the songs from it, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah, so. And you can get it on richardgruer.com is the website. Follow him on Facebook, and I was reading on Facebook a little bit about this notion of anxiety and art and fear and kind of getting over that. You write eloquently about it. What has helped you get to the next? And there's always one more level as an artist to get a little more comfortable, a little more confident, a little more creative. What helped you get from the stage you were at to the stage you're at now?
I think it's been a quiet kind of personal revolution in some way. You know, I do a lot more reading than I used to. I kind of dig a little deeper into sort of quotes and things like that. And Amy, my wife, has been kind of paramount in helping me through that because she has a similar process in how she kind of looks at herself and her performances and things like that.
She so an artist as well?
She a public speaker and she hosts a podcast and things like that. So.
Bring her on the show.
Yeah,
officially invited.
For sure, I'll let her know. One of the quotes, the stories that I read recently that I think inspired what you're talking about reading on Facebook was from an Australian artist called Ella Hooper. And she just trust your own taste, like trust the things that you like to do and create and write and sing and play, what you love, and that's enough.
Right.
Spent many years trying to write songs for other people and radio and whatever, and it doesn't fulfill any real part of you when it comes to...
Do you think that comes with a little bit of maturity age-wise, experience performing, the strength of a good relationship that helps you sort of stand in your own space? Is it all three of those things, something else?
It's a really great point. I mean, potentially, yes. I think that's something I haven't thought of before. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think to have the support of those around you, overwhelmingly so, and have it be a constant rock and something you can always go back to, as well as... definitely experience, but I mean, even this morning, I was, petrified walking in here, and like, you never know what happens. You sing the line in your head before you sing it, out loud. But yeah, I think that's a really great suggestion that it is some of its parts.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of safety I find in a good nourishing relationship that allows you to just relax and say, I'm okay. Whatever happens, I'm going to go home, and my partner's going to be there for me.
Yeah.
So, or whether that's a best friend or a partner, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have another song. What would you like to play next?
This is actually the first time I've played this away from the album. I haven't played it live yet. So this is called Ready, Set, Pause, and it's about trying to be in the... It's funny that both times you've introduced me to play, we've been talking about a similar topic, but
we didn't plan it.
No, this is real people. This is about being in the moment and not moving too fast. And we live in a world nowadays where I guess sort of you and I are of the generation where we know a pre-Facebook world, there's so many people that don't know sort of pre-iPhone and pre-Facebook, and this is about kind of seeing the forest for the trees a little bit and taking a beat to have a look around and just relax. So it's called Ready, Set, Pause. Take the light with the dark. You've let your head rule your heart. Sent the hand to the fox. What's there to think about? See the water at your feet. You made the spill, so take the heat. Stitch your pattern with your time. What's there to think about? There to think about? You know what I know. The little things have got something for you. Cinderella, dial in your D-tune. You got to slow down, speed up. Bad look on your face, like you're running in a one-horse race. Save your breath. Bad look on your face. Every decision is make or break. Ready, set, pause. Take a minute just to breathe. See the forest for the trees. Send the owl to the cat. What's there to think about? Create the person that you are. Set the pace, then restart. Get your head out the box. What's there to think about? There to think about? You know what I know. Simple things have got nothing for you. Cinderella, turn down your volume. You've got to slow down, speed up. That look on your face, like you're running. Thank you.
like you're running in a one-horse race. Save your breath. That look on your face. Every decision is make or break. Save your breath. Are you ready? Ready, set. Are you ready? Ready, set. Pause.
The Friday Moment in Sound, our guest, Richard Gruer. You can see him tonight at the White Wall Sessions at Last Stop CD Shop at 6 o'clock. 9 o'clock, you can see him at Fernson's on 8th. And in August, head out to Custer. August 10th, he'll be in Custer, South Dakota, playing as well. The website, richardgruer.com. Find him on Facebook. What is it like playing solo music and doing solo releases versus playing with a band? How has that transition been for you?
I don't think I've fully transitioned yet. Mm-hmm. So if you listen to the music, so that both albums, very band based. This Cold Feet is more so band based than the first album. All of these songs took a journey to get to where they. Well, most of them, I'd say, kind of 7 out of 10 of them, took a journey to get to where they ended up from band development. So the arrangements, all those things, the energy. It comes from playing them out and playing them live for a longer time than we did the first lot in the band I was in. I've accepted the fact that I don't like just the sound of, not that I don't like, just the sound of like my voice and the guitar. I love the ability to layer and to experiment a little more. So live, certainly, you know, today at White Wall and Fernson's, I use so a looper and some pedals and a little drum and things like that to kind of enhance the sound a little more and help to get closer to the arrangements that are on the CD. So, you know, people love to hear a different version of it, but I think the songs are, in my own opinion, good enough to try and frame up as well as I can live. So...
Are you working on new music now? What's that process like for you? Are you settled to the point where you have time to create the next, you know, the next stage of your work?
Yeah, I think now that I'm a little closer to the green card, which is still a few months away, but getting there. I'm a little more comfortable with sort of home life. We're very settled. We're not planning on moving again anytime soon, which is nice. And yes, to answer your question, I think that now is a time where I'm ready to start telling some stories. I've never been very good at New Year's resolutions, but this year, January 1, I promised myself that I would write a lyric line of some sort every day. And I've done that every day since January 1st. I've, you know, hundreds of, or however many days it's been, of lines on my phone. So I'm excited at the end of the year to then dig into those and start like writing songs with them.
So. All right. So that's a real creative challenge to set in front of yourself. Give some tips or advice about that process of, you know, where do you find those throughout the day? You set the antenna toward the goal and it just happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's you know, half my sort of practical efficient mind meets my other half creative mind is that, you know, there's a calendar entry on that alerts me every day on my phone. A lot of times I get ahead of it, but other times I'm like, oh yep, that's right. And so it's, and now I've done it enough times to within a couple of minutes of that calendar alert I'll write the words. Funnily enough, the calendar alert seems to come up at the same time that I'm walking the dog. So there's a lot of references to the forest and wolves and, you know, things like that, but not in a, like a 80s metal kind of way, but, so that's kind of fun. But, I think it's just a matter of don't try and overwhelm yourself. Like we're surrounded nowadays by so much, you know, inspirational quotes and, do this to be a better you and all this. It's just find one thing that you want to, that you really love, and how can you make that you've put maybe the 10,000 hours into, and how do you enhance that for yourself rather than starting again? And so that's, you know, I'm training my brain to be a better lyric writer, but also it's a practice and a process that helps me my own evolution. So.
And it's okay to let some of those other things slide away.
I think it is.
For the focus of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good advice. Let's do one more song.
Sure.
Thank you. Richard Gruer is with us again. You can see him tonight at 9 o'clock at Fernson's on 8th. And the album is called Cold Feet.
And thanks, guys, for having me. This has been super
thanks
fun.
For coming. Come
I
back.
I waffle a lot, but I give an audience a warning before I play is that I do talk a lot. So,
so do we.
This is called Passenger. It's about wanting to get out of the passenger side and put yourself into the driver's seat in a relationship. So. Little lover, thanks for nothing. You've been hanging out of frame. Well, at least that's how it seems, and it plays out oh so dramatic. You get handed every part, but you're tragic from the start. There's a long way to go. I got a lot to say. Believe me, I'm not a passenger, I'm leaving. Oh, believe me, I can't resist it. One more time for luck. When one more time's too much. Another picture, same old plot line. Hell, I tried to take the reins, shoot the scene a different way, and you faded out right at the ending. Your credits roll just fine when you cherry pick the lines. This trip was for sale. I want my money back. Believe me, I'm not a passenger, I'm leaving. Oh, believe me, I can't resist it. One more time for luck. When one more time's too much.
Moment in Sound with Richard Grewer. See him tonight at Fernson. Tonight's show at Fernson is being recorded for a future episode of No Cover, No Minimum Radio. You can hear that Saturdays at 9 p.m., Sundays at 11. This week's show is hosted by Jackie Hendry, featuring Chubby Carrier from last year's Jazz Fest. Richard Grewer, find him, richardgrewer.com. And we'll put a link up on our website after the show, sdpb.org. Thank you so much for being here. Come back.
Thank you. I will. I'd love to.